this Wednesday, it is time for Addiction, Mental Health, and the Law, a special weekly program sponsored each week by the Clearfield County District Attorney. And this morning, we welcome into the Connect FM studio Beth Thompson. Beth Thompson works with the Community Guidance Center, and she's going to be talking to us today about the Acute Partial Hospitalization Program. A long title, and we'll get into the details of what that actually is in just a moment. But Beth, first of all, welcome and good morning to you.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, great. Wonder if you could, as we start things off this morning, just share who is Beth Thompson and a little bit about your professional background.
Sure. So I'm Beth. I'm from Bolivar, Pennsylvania, a little tiny town. Look a little ways away from here. Mm-hmm. I am mom of Mackenzie. Uh-huh. And of course, my sweet Millie dog. Happy Mother's Day to all the other moms. I have an amazing life partner of Matt. I have over 25 years in the field of mental health. I'm currently the director of partial hospitalization at the Community Guidance Center. Absolutely love it there.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. Well, we sure do welcome you and appreciate the fact that you were willing to share some time with us this morning as we learn more about this acute partial hospitalization program. And first of all, I think we need to clear up and figure out what is that program and who is it designed to help?
Sure. So the Acute Partial Hospitalization Program is a program that consumers can will typically start with. The program is 5 days a week from 8:30 to 3 p.m. Groups consist of topics such as problem solving, grief and loss, and co-occurring, but can be tailored to the group needs. If requested, individual therapy can also occur on a daily basis, and the option to meet with the psychiatrist at least once a week stands. The program lasts a minimum of 10 days, but consumers can remain in as long as deemed necessary by their treatment team.
Okay. So this is a psychiatric-based type of hospitalization program that we're talking about here today.
It is.
Yeah. Could you, Beth, explain the difference between the acute and the subacute programs?
Sure. So the acute, like I said, is 5 days a week. Subacute is actually the step down from the acute. And it can occur 3 to 5 days a week based on the consumer need. The subacute allows for one individual session per week, and the consumer can request to meet with a psychiatrist once a week with medication concerns.
All right. Thank you for that. What kinds of therapy and support can someone expect if they join the acute program?
So consumers can expect to learn coping skills, emotional regulation, and radical acceptance, along with mindfulness, just to kind of help them on their day-to-day lives and help them remain in the community, out of the hospital.
All right, I see. Now, how is a typical day structured for someone that is in one of these programs?
Our groups begin at 8:30, and there's a daily check-in to determine the emotional needs of the group as an entirety. There are breaks built in between the five sessions per day. It ends at 3 o'clock.
All right. And what is different about the Community Guidance Center?
So the Community Guidance Center values the sanctuary model, and we're vested in each of our consumers' feelings and needs based on their individual days. Mm-hmm. We all have days that vary from good to bad. Right. And our sanctuary model is a trauma-informed approach to treatment. We use that for both staff and clients in every meeting.
All right. We're talking today with Beth Thompson of the Community Guidance Center, and the topic at hand on this edition of Addiction, Mental Health, and the Law is the Acute Partial Hospitalization Program. Beth, why are topics like problem solving, grief and loss, and co-occurring disorders so important in these group sessions?
These topics can impact an individual's daily functioning. These topics often carry extreme depression, anxiety, and can keep a consumer from living their best life. By utilizing therapeutic techniques revolving around these topics, consumers can identify coping skills that will assist them in being able to return to their usual daily routines without symptom interruption.
So as these groups get together, how do you decide what are the topics to focus on?
So we do have predetermined topics. However, after the community meeting is held each morning, the therapists are already able to determine the mutual group need and choose a topic that will best meet the needs of all in attendance that day.
All right. Now, you mentioned that there's meeting with therapists. How often do the clients that you work with meet one-on-one with a therapist or a psychiatrist?
As often as needed. The therapists run the group, so they are available to meet both as a group and individually. And the client can have that every day if they're needing to. As we know, events can happen daily that can interrupt a life. So we encourage them to participate in group and then on an individual basis with the therapist if needed. And as far as meeting with the doctor, they can do that on a weekly basis as well. Mm-hmm. And that can be to, either stop medications or tweak them to ensure that the dosage is correct and
sure
everything is happening therapeutic for
them. Yeah, and let's talk about that a little bit more about medication. What role does that management of medication play in these programs being successful?
So medication management can help with a reduction in symptoms while consumers are learning coping skills that will assist them in the future. As we know, with a physical disability, people are usually on medication for the rest of their lives. The same with mental health. Medications can help, manage those day-to-day symptoms while learning the coping skills and using them.
Okay. What are some ways that you encourage participation and engagement during therapy sessions? I know, that can be kind of a daunting experience for people to be in a group setting like that and have therapy in that way. So how do you encourage those that are in those sessions to participate and become engaged?
Sure. And based on symptoms, it can be difficult for someone to participate in mm-hmm. group therapy. But they are expected to participate in each session daily. And this is kind of why we offer the individual as well. If they can sit in the groups and get the information, and if needed, after group's over, they can talk with the therapist a little bit more if that's necessary. But we do encourage group cohesion for the simple fact that that can help with, reducing the symptoms of anxiety to help them with their social skills and whatnot. But they have a variety of activities that are included in the structured therapy services based on the psychoeducation group of the day. Activities can be in the form of worksheets or verbal communication.
And we have with us today on Addiction, Mental Health, and the Law, Beth Thompson of the Community Guidance Center, talking about and providing very important information for us about the acute partial hospitalization program for psychiatric patients. And Beth, we've gathered a lot of information here about the program. I'm going to kind of throw you a curveball of sorts and ask, could you share with us what you see as successful outcomes that you've seen experienced through this program?
Absolutely. Especially for partial hospitalization, these clients have been struggling probably for a very long time.
Yeah.
They have probably been in and out of the hospital and not been able to participate in their communities. The goal of partial hospitalization is to stop that, to reintegrate them into society, ensure they're remaining in the community, and living their best life.
Yeah.
So that's really the basis of this program. And the topics can range from so many different things. And again, we're flexible. If someone's struggling with something in particular, we can hit on that topic that day. They can have their individual therapy session. We just really want everybody that attends our programming to walk back out saying they've learned something and they can face the world.
Yeah. Now, maybe somebody's listening today and they are thinking maybe of somebody in their family, a friend or a loved one that they think may be a candidate for this type of program. What should they do?
They should reach out to the Community Guidance Center. We do have a website. It is www.thecgc.com. We also have a Facebook site. Please check that out. There's always fun information on that and kind of what's going on at the center. Our website has a ton of information. If you have anybody looking for services or someone you feel like could need the services, please feel free to reach out to us. I'm based in Indiana. My phone number is 724-465-5576, and you can just ask for Beth Thompson. I do have an email. It's bthompson@thecgc.com.
All right, Beth. We appreciate that. And you were mentioning to me a little bit ago off the air about the fact that there are even some positions available with the Community Guidance Center, which does also have satellite offices, including one here in Dubois. Could you just tell us briefly what are some of those positions? Maybe some listeners right now have an interest in what might be potentially available to them at the Community Guidance Center.
Absolutely. We have quite a few positions that are posted at the time. They range from accountant to intern. That can be doctoral or it can be a therapist. We have a liability coordinator. There's marketing open, LPN, intake specialist, CRMP, mobile medication LPN, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Psychiatric services secretary, physician's assistant, a substitute therapist for partial, and supports coordinator. We also have blended case management. We're looking for a school-based outpatient therapist. There's positions in billing. There's positions in most programs. Please check out our website if you're interested. Phenomenal place to work. You won't regret it. Give us a look.
All right. We appreciate that so much, Beth, and we thank you for not only sharing about the Community Guidance Center, but about the particular service that you are involved in, and it's been great learning more about it. I'm sure it's one of those services that most people don't know a whole lot about. So,
you're correct. A lot of people do not know, and that's unfortunate because it is a program that can help a lot of people. All of our services can, just in day-to-day functioning. And, you know, we all have those days where we don't want to get out of bed or feel like we can't function. But for most of us, that's pretty rare. Some people, it's every day. And that's who we're out here to help.
Well, we appreciate you helping fill in that information gap that we may have experienced prior before coming on the air here today. So Beth Thompson, thank you so much. It was is great having you with us today on Addiction, Mental Health, and the Law, and sharing about this vital program with the Community Guidance Center.
Thank you. And thank you to everybody who works in the mental health field, as it's Mental Health Month. It's Nurses Week. We have phenomenal nurses that work in this field. We just want to say thank you to everybody that helps someone.
Yeah. Great recognition. Thank you so much once again, Beth Thompson, and thank you for tuning in to this week's Addiction, Mental Health, and the Law on Connect FM, sponsored by the Clearfield County District Attorney.